corruption has now become the number one issue. When I started, people did not fully understand how corruption can destroy your society. But today, if you look at all the polls, opinion polls, if you ask the people what is the most damaging thing, they will say corruption.
I've never heard anyone suggest that you are personally corrupt in any way, and that is part of your appeal. And yet I am now hearing that in the traditional way in Pakistani politics, you need to attract powerful people to make your party look strong. You are getting people around you who the people don't trust as much as you. Is that a mistake you're making?
Look, Owen, the problem is that not everyone who's a politician is corrupt. And number two, most of the politicians were stuck in these two parties. They never had a choice of a third party. And very rarely you see in a two-party system a third party emerging. Most of the politicians coming are relatively, if you look at the political spectrum, they're at least financially clean. People might claim that, you know, they've changed loyalties. They might say they might blame for the stance they had before. But financially, almost all the big names that have come are considered clean.
Will this government, the government of President Zardari and Prime Minister Gilani, complete its term?
Well, all depends on how the Prime Minister deals with this contempt notice by the Supreme Court. If he decides to take them on, I see real problems for the government. I think it, you know, it would be the end game.
Are you the army candidate?
Well, put it this way. Candidates who do not have the support of the masses need the army. They will also go and get help from Washington to help them get into power. But once someone has the support of the masses, as is reflected in all the opinion polls in Pakistan, we don't need the army. I, for one, believe that the army should have absolutely no role in the running of government. I put it this way, if my party comes to power, we would want, if we have the responsibility to fix the problems in Pakistan, we would want the authority. If anyone comes in that way, we would again go back to the people. We won't go back to the U.S. and say, look, help us against the army. We will go back to the people of Pakistan, seek a mandate, and then come back again. Otherwise, we'd much rather not govern rather than be stopped by the army to do what we are mandated to do in a democracy.
You think you're going to be prime minister, don't you?
I have absolutely no doubt that there's, as we stand today, if all the political parties get together, they will not be able to stop us from winning.